Theme music fades in. Narrator. Welcome back, adventurous spirits, to another exciting episode of MC Campground Chronicles, brought to you by Modern Campground. I'm your host, and today, we're taking you on a journey to the heartland of Nebraska, to a hidden gem nestled within its tranquil plains and rolling sandhills. Friends, let me paint you a picture of the Creekside Carousel Campgrounds, a place where serenity meets excitement, where the echoes of laughter blend with the harmonious songs of nature. Now, meet our protagonist for today's story, the heartbeat of Creekside Carousel, a man named Thatcher Zebulon. Yes, you might say it's an unusual name, but Thatcher is an unconventional guy. Picture a tall, weathered man with a sunshine smile, sporting a rugged beard and lines of wisdom etched in the corners of his twinkling hazel eyes. With his deep-set laugh lines and a personality as welcoming as a warm campfire, Thatcher Zebulon is more than just the owner of this unique campground. He's the spirit, the storyteller, the heart and soul of the place. Today we will unfold a chapter from Thatcher's Book of Life, an engaging tale titled The Campground Harmonica Workshop, Sharing the Joy of Music Making. So sit back, my friends, as we delve into the world of harmonicas, campfires, and the harmonious symphony of life that resonates within the heart of Creekside Carousel Campgrounds. Theme music fades out.
Thatcher's voice. Well, it all started with a certain challenge we faced here in Creekside Carousel. You see, my campers? They all came seeking a piece of tranquility, a chance to reconnect with nature, but there was a sense of disconnection amongst them. All these beautiful souls, under the expansive Nebraska sky, but they were like islands, not really interacting or forming a community. They would sit around their individual campfires, lost in their own worlds. I remember looking out at them one night, a constellation of separate fires burning in the wilderness, and I thought, how can I bring them together? There were plenty of characters involved in this little tale. There was Old Man Jenkins, a retired school teacher, who'd spend his evenings whittling wood by his RV. Then there were the Henderson kids, a lively bunch of rascals who'd run rampant all day, their energy seemingly boundless. And let's not forget Miss Daisy, a sweet lady in her 60s, always with a crossword puzzle in her hands. These folks, among others, were my family of campers, and I wanted nothing more than to see them truly connect with each other. I considered a few options. I did. I thought about organizing group hikes or communal dinners, even movie nights under the stars. But it had to be something more. Something that would not only bring them together physically, but also emotionally. It was then that I remembered my old harmonica. You see, music has a special way of creating bonds, transcending boundaries. I reckoned a harmonica workshop could do just that. After all, who can resist a catchy tune around a warm, glowing fire? So I set out to bring this idea to life. I dug out my old harmonicas, dusted them off, and ordered a new set for the campers. I put up flyers announcing the workshop, inviting everyone to join, regardless of their musical abilities. Of course, there were a few roadblocks along the way. I had to convince Old Man Jenkins that you're never too old to learn something new, and I had to assure Miss Daisy that harmonicas were not too loud or disturbing. The first workshop was a bit shaky, with more noise than melody. But as time went on, things started to fall into place. A rhythm developed, a melody emerged. I could see the transformation happening. The Henderson kids were more focused, channeling their energy into their harmonicas. Miss Daisy put aside her crosswords to blow beautiful tunes. Even Old Man Jenkins, with his years of wisdom and a newfound passion, became our unexpected soloist. The harmonica workshop had an incredible impact on the campground. Every evening, the campers would gather around a single fire, harmonicas in hand. The music brought them together, created a sense of community that wasn't there before. But it wasn't just about the music. It was about the laughter and the stories shared, the friendships formed, the connections made. And the most magical part, seeing the myriad of stars above mirroring our community below, no longer islands of separate fires but a galaxy united. If there's one thing I've learned from this experience, it's that sometimes the simplest solutions can have the most profound effects. A harmonica, a campfire, and a little bit of music were all it took to transform Creekside Carousel into a harmonious symphony of camaraderie and connection. So if you're ever faced with the challenge of building a community, remember, find something that touches the heart, for that is where true connections are formed.
Narrator's voice. And there you have it, folks. Thatcher Zebulon's wonderful story of connection, community, and a handful of harmonicas. The tale of Creekside Carousel Campgrounds is a testament to the power of simple solutions, the profound effects of shared interests, and the universal language of music. Thatcher's story reminds us of the essence of camping, not just an escape into nature, but a chance to connect with fellow travelers, to form a community under the vast, starlit sky. The harmonica workshop was more than just a solution to a challenge. It was a melody that united, a song that kindled friendships, and a rhythm that transformed Creekside Carousel from a constellation of separate fires to a harmonious symphony of camaraderie and connection. So, for all you campground owners and operators out there, Thatcher's tale is an inspiration, a melody you might want to play, an experience you might want to share. Remember, it's not always about grand gestures or elaborate events. Sometimes all it takes is a harmonica, a campfire, and a little bit of music. Theme music fades in. As we wrap up today's episode, we would like to thank you, our adventurous spirits, for journeying with us through the heartland of Nebraska, for being a part of Thatcher's Tale and the Creekside Carousel Saga. If you enjoyed today's episode and would like to hear more stories from the realm of campgrounds, do subscribe to MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. We'll be back with another engaging story, another exciting journey, and another memorable experience. Until then, keep those campfires burning, those harmonicas humming, and those hearts connecting. Adventure awaits us all, my friends, and we'll see you in the next episode. Theme music fades out.